to CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Republican members of Congress have been unified in calling for increasing U.S. fossil fuel production to lower gas prices. Their Democratic colleague, Congressman Jason Crow, agrees there will have to be some increase in domestic production for now, but he believes the better long-term solution is to continue a rapid transition to renewable energy.
That will create more jobs that are better for our economy and will unleash us from the tether of tyrants, dictators around the world.
Crow says the invasion of Ukraine shows why diversifying energy sources is important for the country's national security. Other Democrats say Congress should also consider revising federal leasing policy and even potentially use a Defense Production Act in the short term to help with energy production. State officials are recommending a complete overhaul of the Adams 14 school district, citing a lack of leadership and stability at its schools. According to Chalkbeat, a state review board has suggested closing the district's only comprehensive high school to help staff stabilize other grade levels. The State Board of Education will consider the recommendations and hear public comment next month. The next court hearing for the suspect of the Boulder King Supers shooting has been delayed a month. The 22-year-old man is currently considered mentally incompetent to face charges for last year's shooting spree that killed 10 people. However, in a court document, the judge said the man will be, quote, restored to competency within the reasonable future, and that, with medication, he can remain competent to stand trial. This is CPR News. It's 306.